Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. My buddy Nick recently went to New York City to attend a very specialized conference and expo. While he was there, he created a bunch of little adventures with friends, including a trip to the world-famous Modern Museum of Art, or MoMA. In today's episode, Nick tells the tale of MoMA and his New York experiences. It's full of fun and surprises, so enjoy.
I went to New York. It was great. I went for 4 days, and I got to go to the New York Antiquarian Book Fair.
You had to say the name because I couldn't write Antiquarian.
Antiquarian Book Fair. It was so remarkable. I can't even describe it. Just seeing some of these books, like the history of them.
Okay, so give me a name drop. Would do
anything from those old pulpy, like 1950s, 1960s, like really silly cover.
Yeah.
Kind of erotic, but you know, then yeah. That
streetwise.
Yeah, yeah. Just like almost Sean Connery level 007 Bond kind of stuff. But, you know, they were very encouraging of people being able to pick stuff up. Like there was a bunch of Jack Kerouac that I wanted to get close to just because we've got that history of the Jack Kerouac house here in Orlando. So I picked up a bunch of that stuff. They had a lot of handwritten and typewritten notes from people. So it wasn't just books. It was maps. It was documents. There was one thing I sent it to my friend, Tony Brent. There was 42 boxes of materials that they found in this magician's house, this famous magician's house, with old magazines, his notes on tricks,
and they were selling this?
Letters from back and forth from people. Yeah.
Oh, see that.
So I got to open it up and take some pictures of it and see some of it.
Oh, send me some of those pictures.
And it was so cool.
Wow. And the one thing that unites all this is it's old.
Yep.
I mean, that's the thing, because antiquarian.
And some of it wasn't that old. So, for example, like there's the, whatever, however you feel about her, but there's the first edition, a signed copy, hardcover, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, because that's what it was in Great Britain. And remember, she wasn't big when that first came out, so they didn't print a lot of copies of the hardcover version. So this one was going, it was in such good condition, it was going for $225,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Something that was the Shakespeare stuff, the Shakespeare thing that was printed shortly after his death was going for $500,000.
Wow.
So it's like that J.K. Rowling piece.
Wow, that seems
crazy.
Unfair.
It's crazy.
But you get the popularity, right?
And of course. So I had some downtime. It was raining outside. I had a couple hours before I was meeting our friend Mark Collins, our mutual friend Mark Collins, who's an amazing person.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Normally, if I'm traveling and I'm going to spend $25 to get into a museum, I'm going to be there all day.
Yeah.
Because I am spending $25 to get in there. Yeah. Because to me, I am spending that money and I have to get my money's worth.
Yep.
I'm not thinking of it as I am helping support the mission of this organization. And then I can spend as much time as I want.
Yeah.
So like it was a really like almost I'm forcing myself to do this. I've been doing this recently. So my youngest and I will go to OMA. And we'll walk through it in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, this is the thing. You have to take your pace. Patty and I actually are not that compatible when it comes to museums, because she likes to read every plaque on everything, the whole thing. And I'm like, I've already done this room. I'm going to go into the next room.
Yeah.
You know, and she moves on to the next piece of art. I did the same thing in San Diego. I went to the San Diego Museum of Art, and I did it, I think, in an hour.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And I stopped and paused at the things that I loved. But I like that. And I like that you just pointed that out about supporting the mission of the organization. I never feel bad about giving money to these places.
Yeah.
And because we need to support it.
Well, and I think that's why I don't like the theme parks as much, because that is the ultimate example to me of you're spending money and you have to get your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll spend and all day in the theme park if they're going to charge me that much.
You just get exhausted and it becomes this, there's a negative return after a certain point.
Yeah. You get a sick feeling. You
but MoMA, I got to see the lady laying down in the grass looking at the building. That one famous
Wyeth.
Piece. Yes.
Andrew Wyeth.
That was great. And they just have like the weird stuff too. Like just these eight metal blocks in this one huge room, or this one screen that is a projection screen, and it's some sort of AI thing that if you put different settings in, it'll create different patterns and just do that all day. There's just people staring at that. But it was great. And I think one of my favorite parts was I saw this piece and I was like, this reminds me of Kelly Joy Ladd. And I looked at the title and it was some sort of something around astronomy or something like that.
I spent my morning with her.
And did you today?
Yes.
Oh, nice. So get this. So like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like this reminds me of her. The title reminds me of her. I'm going to send this to her.
Oh, and I did. Oh, yay.
And she goes, oh, are you at MoMA? And I go, yeah. Do you know this piece? And she sends me a picture of her standing in front of it because she'd just been there 2 weeks before.
How incredible.
So I'm like, that is pretty amazing.
That's amazing.
That you could see something and just say, this reminds me so much of this person. And then coincidentally
selected that. Yeah. That is mind blowing. Yeah. Because of all the pieces of art in that place, that's incredible. And Kelly Joy Ladd is an amazing artist.
Oh, yeah.
Just the thought that she puts into things, the pure intention to me just dwarfs me as an artist. I'm like, I put some intention to my art, but not like she does. She's really, she's so rich with it. We did Tai Chi this morning.
Oh, nice.
She's working on a sword form, and she looks great with a sword in her hand. I have to tell you something. Super cute with the sword, but looks deadly. and she's getting it. She's actually getting good at Tai Chi. She's really picking things up, and she's taking it seriously. And I really like her. And I think that's super cool that you did that.
So then I started kind of looking for that stuff after I got that text back. And so I saw in this one abstract piece, there was like this little kind of face looking thing. So it reminded me of something by a local artist, Scott White. So I sent that to him and he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, that does look like
I
me.
Love it.
Okay. Well, I was trying to find something for you, but I couldn't find anything that reminded me of your stuff necessarily.
Fantastic. I'm that original.
You're that original.
All the MoMA had nothing to represent. That's good.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. If you get a chance, check out the show notes for this episode so you can see the pictures that I took and the picture that Kelly sent back to me. It was this wonderfully synergistic moment that makes me want to visit a lot more museums and send my artist friends notes about how much I love their work. Oh, and if you want to see some of Kelly's stuff, visit kellyjoyladd.com, Ladd with 2 D's. Have a great day.